Now, will you notice what he says in verse 4? This is a wonderful verse. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. Now, this is a rich verse. David whittled his life down to one point. One thing have I desired of the Lord. And you remember Paul did that for his life. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This day of just whittling your life down like whittling a pencil, down where you can write with it. Just keep whittling. And today our lives are so complicated. I find, and did most of my life, I always felt like Martha in the kitchen. You know, she was cumbered with much serving. Poor Martha. She reached for this pot to cook something in, and then she reached for a pan to boil something in, and she reached for something else to peel potatoes, and by that time something fell out of the cupboard, and I tell you, she's frustrated, trying to do everything and everything at once. My, how complicated life has become for many of us today, and we're frustrated, under tension and pressure all the time. Wonderful to get it down. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Have you got your life reduced now to the lowest common denominator today? May I say to you, and I hope you won't mind me speaking out of a personal experience, the happiest time of my ministry began when I retired. And I want to add to that, the most spiritually profitable time began at that moment. I have seen more folk turn to Christ in this brief interval than any other five-year period in my life. I have never rejoiced so. And you know why? I got my life down now where I say, one thing I want to do, and that is radio. That's all I'm doing. I just have got it whittled down to that, and I'm hipped on it. I believe today the Word of God needs to be gotten out, and this is my bag, if you want that. This is the one thing I do. But you notice what it was for David. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, David, I don't think, intended to take his sleeping bag and sleep in the tabernacle. And I don't believe today that it means that we should sleep in the church pew, especially during the service. We ought not to sleep there. But what he's saying is this. It was his trip to the tabernacle. You remember he brought it up to Jerusalem, the ark, and put it in a tent. And David wanted to build a temple for God. Why? Because of the fact through that he had access to God. And that's the important thing for us today. That is the thing that we ought to rejoice in. That's the thing that will enable us to whittle life down to one point. Paul gives to us the benefits of being justified by faith. He says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's one of the things. But he's going to enumerate, actually, eight things there. And do you know what is number two? Just happens to be access to God. What a wonderful thing it is we have access to God. And Paul mentions that there. Paul says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. And that's what David's talking about. David says, I want to go to the house of God. There's a mercy seat there. He needed mercy. And I need mercy. I'm sure you do. There was an altar there that speaks of the cross of Christ. And David says, I want to go there. I can approach God. And through the Lord Jesus today, we have access into this marvelous grace. And it's a privilege to have access to God. This is a wonderful psalm. No wonder it's been such a wonderful blessing to God's people, especially as verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me up upon a rock. Where's the secret place of the tabernacle? It was inside that holy place. No one got in there but the high priest. You know what was in there? The ark. And above it was just a top for the box. But it's a mercy seat. Mercy seat because blood was poured there. And he hides us in the mercy seat. We have today a mercy seat to go to. That's where he hides us. What a wonderful place to go today. And now he says in verse 6, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, what a glorious, wonderful thing when we get this picture and recognize what he's done for us. It puts a song in our hearts.